going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, yeah. Day 3 of the NFL draft continues along. We are into round 6. Got a little while before the Bills pick again. And with that, a lot of the Bills rookies, that we had that flourish of 3 draft picks in 8 total picks from the 5th into the 6th round. So with that, we're going to catch up on some of these new Bills speaking with the media, and we'll start with the Georgia Tech tight end, Jackson Hawes.
Give us a hint, offense and defense.
What's going on? How are you guys?
Good. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing amazing right now. Doing amazing.
Caught me off guard there. The Bills are making another selection here. But Jackson, congratulations. What was your reaction when you were picked by the Bills?
I could not, like, stop nodding my head. Like, I was on that phone, like, yes, sir. Yes, sir, coach. Yes, sir. Like, yeah, I still can't really stop nodding my head. I'm just excited, man. I'm excited.
The report on you is you're one of the best blocking tight ends in the league. Beyond that, what do you offer?
A lot of stuff in the quick game, a lot of stuff out in the perimeter, anything that the coach wants me to do.
What makes you so good in that role as a blocking tight end? What do you think it takes to become a top-level player in that regard?
I think you just got to be comfortable, like, sticking your face in there. You know, you can't blink. You know, my mentality is, like, my eyes are like the lasers, man, and I'm just staring down my target, and then I'm not satisfied until I'm moving them.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, Jackson. Catherine Fitzgerald from the Buffalo News. Congratulations.
What's up? Thank you.
Tell us, what has this weekend been like for you? Like, where have you been watching? Who was with you when you got the call?
It's been fun. You know, yesterday, like, I was kind of all over the place. I was at my little brother's lacrosse game, you know, just kind of patiently waiting. And then today I've just been at home, you know, with family, had a couple friends over. It's been mostly quiet, though. It's been good.
What were your conversations, meetings like with the Bills leading up to all this?
Yeah, I loved them. It was nothing but just positivity in that building. And, you know, I kind of looked at my notes after, like, all my visits and stuff. And I felt confident if they chose me, like, I was just going to be just enthusiastic because it's an awesome building.
You described blocking so far with lasers coming out of your eyes. I think you said it was punishing at the combine. Just, like, what is it about your approach to blocking that makes it so like this?
It's just fun. Like, I think that, I don't know, like, the violent, like, part of football just, like, really excites me, you know? Like, it really should excite everyone that's playing. But, like, for me especially, like, there's, like, no better feeling than, like, when you're moving someone and, you know, you see, like, the little running back just run right past you and get yards. It's a great feeling.
Awesome. Congrats. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Hi, Jackson. Tyler Dunn with Go Long.
What's up, man?
Your tight end influences growing up?
Tight end influences? Just watched a ton of Baltimore Ravens film. Mark Andrews does a really good job. You know, Isaiah Likely. Yeah, just a lot of Baltimore Ravens.
And you mentioned just loving the violence of the sport. When did that kind of click in for you? When did you really?
Yeah, I think it really like started in high school. You know, I grew up and we ran a triple option, and I was a lot skinnier back then. So I was split out wide playing receiver, and you know, I was asked to like crack block the safety a lot, and I started getting pretty good at that, and it, you know, it started exciting me.
Great, thanks a lot.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jackson, congratulations, first of all. When you were looking at some film of the Bills offense and any meetings that you had with them, they obviously run a lot of, you know, jumbo extra offensive line packages. What did you make of the way that they operate in that package and maybe the excitement of how you might potentially fit into something like that?
To be honest, we didn't watch a whole lot of Bills film out on my meeting. But you know, from the film that I've seen in like the games and stuff and what I've been watching, like I'm excited. We obviously ran a ton of 12 at Tech. So just really looking forward to those jumbo packages, man.
If you look at this, this tight end room, you know, Dalton Kincaid, Dawson Knox has been around for many years. Where's the excitement level at joining a room with established veterans already there?
I'm totally excited. I'm really excited. You know, I come in and I see myself as a true Y and see myself being able to contribute and kind of just being like, you know, bread and butter to those guys. Everyone offers a unique role, and I think that I can fit in really well with what I do well.
Thoughts on your new starting quarterback?
Love it. Love it, man. Love it.
Awesome. Thanks, Jackson.
Yes, sir.
There we go. How's that, guys? Sorry about that. Had my mic on mute. Jackson, you got, hey, Sal Capaccio here, WGR Radio in Buffalo. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
So an economics degree from Yale. You know, you don't see a lot of guys come into the NFL like that. Tell us about your journey through the Ivy League and being at that stage of your life where you've already kind of completed that part of it and now transitioning to the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, just the school portion of it. You know, I grew up in, you know, went to like this public schooling system in Salt Lake, and then that private school Ivy League education and being an economics major really shocked me. I kind of learned quick that like I had to approach tests a totally different way, but I think that that really helped me with just how I study, you know, the game as well, you know, preparing for like games on Saturday and whatnot. So yeah. And kind of looked at my last year at Georgia Tech as an opportunity to raise my draft stock and had an extra year of eligibility and you know, felt like it went really well. Here I am today.
Where are you right now? And what was your experience like through the last couple of days and especially today?
I'm just excited, man. I'm so grateful. The past couple of days, you know, it hasn't been a whole lot of emotions for me. I think that I've just been kind of patiently waiting, just really steady and calm for, you know, today or yesterday, whatever it was going to be. And it happened to be today. And this is just a great opportunity. I'm excited. Like my emotions, it's like shaking up like a soda can and just like, and just undoing it. So yeah, I'm excited, man.
Are you in Salt Lake right now?
Yes, sir. Yes, okay. Sir.
Your family, who are you watching the draft with?
Just been with the fam. Had a couple friends over as well.
Okay. And then finally, I read a quote that you even said that the NFL has changed a lot over the years with how blocking tight ends have kind of gone away from that. Is that cool? Yes. Kind of to be thought of a little bit as a bit of a throwback, a little bit of a unique kind of guy these days?
I like it. Yeah, I like it. I mean, obviously I do what I do and, you know, I do what, you know, excels my game. And I hear a lot from coaches about, you know, how like, hey man, like this is something that's needed right now. And I take a lot of passion in what I do. So it makes me really happy.
All right, man. Congratulations. We'll see you up here.
Thank you.
Yep. Jackson, Mookie Hawkins, Russell Sports 1080. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
So man, just talk about what really excites you the most really about this new beginning.
What was that? Sorry, I couldn't really hear.
What is exciting you the most about this new beginning now that you've been drafted?
I think that like, you know, I've been asked that question a good bit. And I think just like the most exciting thing is like the new chapter, you know what I mean? And it's like something that I got like when I first started playing high school football or when I first got to Yale or when I first got to Georgia Tech, like, I think that like turning the page on a new chapter, like is the exciting thing. I can't really pick like one thing really that sticks out to me, but just like all of it, man, all of it.
What is it like, man? You know, an opportunity to play for a contender.
It's nuts. It's nuts. Really grateful. You know, the Bills, like, they're competing for that thing every single year, and I feel like I can bring something to the team that's just going to help continue to elevate the team.
Now, what was it like, you know, watching the Bills, you know, on TV in the college life, and then getting an opportunity to play with them?
It's just going to be unreal, man. It's I can't even like put into words right now or like formulate anything because it's just, I still got the emotions going and everything. You know what I mean? I'm just so excited to do this, man. I'm so excited and I'm so, you know, just grateful. I can't reiterate enough, like how grateful I am for the Bills for giving me this chance.
Absolutely, Jackson. See you soon, man. Congrats once again.
Appreciate you, Mookie.
Okay, Jackson, thanks for doing this. Mark Vaughn from the Buffalo News. You know, we talked to you at the Combine how, you know, proving yourself in the ACC helped your draft stock and everything. Just looking back, what do you think playing just as a football player, what did your experience at Yale do for you?
I think that really, like, as a football player, it, like, started, you know, like, gave me the opportunity to see, like, all the other gears and things that are necessary in the off season to kind of become a complete player, whether that's like nutrition, stretching, film study, getting in the weight room. So kind of all those other elements coming together that I didn't really like prioritize as much in high school. I think that, you know, was something that Yale kind of helped me do.
Okay. And then, you know, I mean, obviously there's a lot of other targets at Georgia Tech. It's not like you got a lot of targets or there was other focuses of the offense. Do you think, what do you think of yourself as a receiver? Do you think you could maybe surprise some people with your hands or receiving ability when you come in?
Totally. I think that, like, I can, you know, I can big body guys and, you know, I'm a guy that, you know, I think that I have a lot to show. But you know, I'm humble and, you know, I'm going to do what's asked for me in the offense as well.
All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Perfect. Thanks, Jackson. Congrats again. And we look forward to seeing you up here.
That was one of the newest Buffalo Bills, Georgia Tech tight end Jackson Hawes. We also have Ohio State cornerback Jordan Hancock and Virginia Tech cornerback Dorian Strong as well. The Bills made a lot of picks, Derek, in a very short amount of time. Now it's a little bit of a waiting game, though.
I really feel like Dorian Strong was a great pick, though, in the sixth round. That's one of those value picks that, ready? A lot of people are saying something similar of the light to where they were liking the Khalil Shakir grab a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, he should not have been here.
Yeah, and that's Dorian Strong where he maybe should have been a fourth-round pick, what have you, maybe even a third he could sneak in there instead. It's like, yeah. Oh, he's here still.
He's here still.
Okay. Now, I will say the Bills clearly preferred Hancock over him. That's why they took him first. Right. But him still being there, they're like, I mean, we could just double up on it. Why not? Let's ride.
Exactly. I like the opportunity, though, to take more defense, to end up solidifying what does look like a little bit of a, not a schematic shift, but a tonal shift.
Mm-hmm.
Something where they might actually look into playing more man coverage, and they've got depth now to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a little bit of a far cry from the free agents that you brought in at corner as well.
I do wonder, though, with the two corner picks, I mean, Dane Jackson, Trey White, both one-year signings. Trey, while yes, he started to look much better as the year went on, I mean, he ultimately does leave L.A. to go to Baltimore. I wonder for him. And then Dane Jackson, he was somebody, though, immediately we all were kind of wondering about.
And you know what? We can keep going on about plenty of this draft class, and we're going to have friends and guests to do so along the way, including on the Western Hotline, WIVB's Josh Reed joining us now. Josh, first of all, thank you for volunteering to jump on with us at any point here, especially with how wacky and flowy it's going to be here on day three. But also, it's always good to talk to you as always, Josh. Josh, we got you.
Which category? Which category do I fall under?
Yes.
No. Yes. Yes. That's well played. Yes. Well played. No, as always, it's always fun to jump on with you guys anytime.
Josh, of course, it does seem like there is a theme here this year. Defense, fix it and make it better. What do you think of what the Bills have done throughout, including up to Dorian Strong here in the sixth round? Does seem like a player that can threaten to make a roster right away with some good traits as a man coverage corner. But overall, what does this draft class look like to you and the impact that it may have on the Bills?
Well, starting off with what you first mentioned there, you know, the run on defense, five straight defensive players. That tells me that when the dust settled at the end of the season, they looked at the defense and went, that's why we didn't make it to the Super Bowl. They thought that that's what needed fixed. And I think we all kind of figured that that'd be the case. Now, I don't know that I thought they would take five straight defensive players, but that's what they did. And I think that was a kind of an instance of Brandon Bean. You know, he tells us all the time, I'm following the board. I'm going to take the player that's the best value where it is. And I think that that's what it came down to. I mean, three cornerbacks at this point, that's a lot. That is a crowded room all of a sudden when you look at, you know, the three rookies and you bring back Tre'Davious White and Dane Jackson. Of course, you got Christian Benford on the other side. It's going to be interesting. That's going to be the position group. I'm already looking forward to, like, training camp because that's going to be the storyline, right? That is going to be one of the top storylines, is who's going to win the spot across from Christian Benford. Is it going to be one of the young guys that's going to push to start, or is it going to be kind of a trusted veteran player? But, yeah, they made the run on defensive players, and I know a lot of Bills fans are probably a little upset that the sexy skill player on offense wasn't taken, because when they finally did end the run on defensive players, what do they take? They take a blocking tight end. So I'm sure that a lot of Bills fans weren't exactly thrilled by that pick, because it's not the cool pick. It's not the speedy wide receiver, which, to be honest with you, I thought that they would add at some point. Obviously, it just didn't fall the way that they thought it. They needed it to find that guy. Yeah, it's been interesting. I really liked the end of yesterday. I've been a Landon Jackson guy for a while now. The defensive end out of Arkansas. I think he's going to be legit. He's exactly the same size as Greg Rousseau. I really have liked him throughout this whole process. So he's going to be fun to watch when the dust settles and we get out to training camp.
Josh, you mentioned there, too, that cornerback has kind of become the position you're most excited to watch at training camp. I was feeling the exact same way, just as you're about to say it, where I'm just like, how does this room shake out? And really, for me, it really is just, you know, the strongest survive. And they are going to try to put the best group out there. And when your season ended last year with Kyir Elam getting burned by the remnants of Juju Smith-Schuster, I mean, you got to change it up. And to see them get a guy like Dorian Strong, who I think many thought there was a potential he could go in round four. They get even more athletes with Hancock out of Ohio State. I mean, that's been a big theme with this draft class as well, is what's their RAS score? Oh, it's in the nines. Okay, they're going to be a Buffalo Bill. Like you mentioned, it's not the sexiest pick, but I feel like this defense should be damn good next year and really could be right out of the gate.
Yeah, and we've heard Brandon mention this before, and most recently early, you know, as the pre-draft press conference, he said, you know, a lot of these guys later in the draft, we look, can they contribute on special teams, and how do we get them a jersey on game day? So that's going to be a huge part of the equation for the younger guys, because we all know Tre'Davious White's not playing special teams, right? Like, that's not going to be a thing. So it's going to be these young guys. They're going to have to kind of prove that they can play at corner, you know, because if they just can't play, then you can't keep them just purely for special teams, I don't think, unless you believe you can develop them. But I think it's going to be, hey, which one of these later round draft picks can you develop and they can contribute on special teams kind of right away? The cornerback spot's going to be interesting. I also kind of thought that they would take a safety in there somewhere. Yeah. And I still have two picks left. I thought maybe one of those cornerback spots would be taken by a safety, but once again, we don't know what their chart looks like. They only know what the board looks like, and maybe they still feel like a safety is going to fall to them with one of these last two picks. And obviously they're comfortable. We knew this, and Sal and I talked about this a lot, and we're on the same page. The Bills are inside this building. They are way more comfortable with the safety group than I think people outside of the building. So I think it's proven itself by not taking a safety early.
Yeah, it is one of those things where I feel like safety, it would have been nice to add to it, but I also do see on the scouting report, Jordan Hancock, he did play safety a bit as well at Ohio State, so there might be a little bit of that.
They moved him around, right? I believe they moved him. He played some nickel, I think, played on the outside, played some safety. So, yeah, I mean, he's probably a nice little chess piece that you can move around, you know, almost like a Cam Lewis 2.0.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Move him a little bit in a bunch of different spots, and, you know, especially if an injury pops up, which we know they always do, and you can kind of move them around.
Now, to help, I kind of want to address this mostly because of the fact that, like, you mentioned a little bit about it, like, with the wide receivers and, like, the lack thereof of selecting one. It does seem like Buffalo is either going to look at the trade market for a wide receiver, if there is one, maybe like an Alec Pierce available or George Pickens, for example. But it is looking like they're relatively comfortable with the wide receiver room once again, with another underwhelming offseason in terms of headlines for additions for it.
And here's the thing. Like, just because a trade doesn't happen here in the next couple of months doesn't mean it won't happen. They just proved it. They can do it in season, right before the trade deadline. They bring in Amari Cooper. I know that it didn't work out probably the way that the Bills had hoped, probably the way Amari Cooper had hoped, and definitely the way the Bills fans had hoped. But that tells me that, and I think it's proven itself through the years, that when the deadline comes around, I think it's easier to get a wide receiver who could potentially come in and really maybe push you over the hump and really give you what you need to get down the home stretch and make some plays in the playoffs. So I don't think you can add that, though, when it comes to guys on the defensive line in particular. I don't think you're going out and getting, you know, a really proven pass rusher at the trade deadline, whereas wide receivers, you know, you get teams that, you know, drop out of the playoff hunt, you know, right before the trade deadline, and they're looking to move these guys for day two pick, maybe even a day three pick. So I'm with you. And here's the thing. You start taking wide receivers day one, even day two, it's a little bit of an indictment then on Keon and on Dalton Kincaid. And I as much as Brandon and Sean kind of called them out a little bit, you know, I think that there's still a lot of confidence in those two guys within this building. And the other day I'm listening to Josh Allen, right? He had his press conference and he talked about Keon Coleman glowingly, right? I mean, he had a lot of great things to say about Keon and some of their conversations and text messages and how he's really kind of feeling the vibe right now from Keon. I went back and I listened to it again. You know, we've all heard the good cop, bad cop, right? It's almost like the Bills went bad cop, Sean McDermott, Brandon Bean, then rolling the good cop with Josh Allen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's kind of send a message maybe. And I don't know that this is the case, but man, at least on the surface it looks like it. You know, hey, let's maybe send a message to the young guy. And then have Josh go out and be the good cop and go, hey, this guy's going to get it. We're going to get him there. So I thought that was interesting after I heard Josh's press conference.
On the Western Hotline, Josh Reed, WIVB. We've got a little while here until the Bills pick again. Josh, I am starting to wonder with what the trend has been this draft being defense. Are we on Sean Dolak watch for the Bills?
Yeah, I mean, the linebackers that I liked probably a little more than him are gone. So, yes, I really liked Poo Paul. I did on Ole Miss. I thought he was I really liked everything I saw about him. I had a chance to talk to him at the combine. He was a guy that could come in and play special teams immediately. And I thought, you know, the kind of a little bit of the knock on him was a little undersized. And I'm like, well, that's perfect. That's exactly what the Bills look. Athletic but undersized. And the other one was the linebacker out of Oregon, Jeffrey Bossa. Both of those guys are long gone now. So, yeah, I do believe that Sean Dolak, why not? You've proven that you can hit on these UB guys, right?
I mean, right.
They're not. This is going to turn into UB in Kentucky. This is just going to be a roster filled with Kentucky players and UB players.
I was saying it earlier, Josh, too. And I don't mean it as like a negative. It's just kind of weird that the SEC school the Bills have fallen in love with is Kentucky. Not saying it's bad, just a little weird.
Yeah, obviously they have a good relationship, a positive relationship. They must, at least, with the staff down there. And
you know, look the guys that they've taken, you know, when you look at Ray Davis and what he was able to do in his rookie season, I liked Max Hairston at that pick. I kind of thought he would go a little bit before the Bills would get a chance to snag him. And when he was on the board, now I will say, I also thought that Trey Amos would have been a nice pick there, but it was interesting kind of seeing him slide several picks. It wasn't like Trey Amos went like two picks later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he slid a little bit then. So I think Max Hairston was a good one. We actually did a mock draft on WIVB, a mock draft show. And that's who I had him taken, was Max Hairston. So I got, now don't get me wrong, I probably missed every other pick in the first round, but I did get that one right.
Hey, man, you call them when you get them. So
that's right.
Always celebrate the successes. Don't point out the failures. Those didn't exist. don't worry about the misses. We don't worry about that stuff. We're in show business. But, Josh, I appreciate you taking the time here, and thank you again. We'll let you get back to it in the media pool because, you know, there's still a little bit of work to do left here for the Bills with two more selections.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on, guys. Take care and enjoy the rest of the draft.
Josh Reed, WIVB, Channel 4 in Buffalo there on the West Hur Hotline. I am very happy with this draft, honestly.
I have terrible news, by the way.
Oh, no.
Packers have announced Matthew Gold.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes. which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Number.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about that coming back because I'm sure you're going to have a rant.
It's not even a rant. I'm just tired.
I just know what it is already based on what you're saying.
Yeah, this is great. This is beautiful.
I'm tired, guys. I'm tired.
I love it. We'll talk about that a little bit here. Coming up next, as continued NFL draft coverage carries on, Derek Kramer, Zach Jones, TJ Luckman on the board, Joe Kelly jumping in every now and then to help out here on WGR. Hey, you know what's fun? Cutting out of a break because we've got defensive tackle TJ Sanders at the podium at One Bills Drive.
Hearing my name called, getting that phone call, just the emotions were everywhere.
I know you've been doing a lot today, going around the building and everything, but have you been following the draft, seeing that like they've been continuing to build on defense a bit? Like, what has that been like just watching who will be in your draft class?
Yeah, I seen when they got Deion Walker. I called him immediately. Me and Deion, we grew a kind of relationship, you know, at the Senior Bowl and the Combine. You know, we was the first group out at the Senior Bowl, and we was like, man, could you imagine this duo? And now we're getting it, and it's just crazy, you know, how life works. And seeing my boy Tonk go, Tonka Hemingway, Cal Kennard, just happy for them guys, man. Like, I know everything we done been through, everything they done been through, all the work we done put in just for this moment right here.
One of the things that Brandon talked about yesterday was envisioning you on third down with Ed Oliver. When you start to think about what that could look like,
I know that slide not coming my way with Big Ed over there. A lot of double teams these past few years, you know. They all on him now. You know, happy to get my one-on-ones again.
Played high school basketball. How much did that help you?
I feel like it helped a lot, actually. Just being like more athletic than, you know, guys in my position. You know, being able to move, you know, laterally, vertical, wherever I got to go, whatever I got to do to get the job done. You know, just my hands, feeling like, you don't know, dribbling the ball. I felt like something like that coordinated because I, you know, had no technique, and my technique just kept improving every year.
Did you have any offers in basketball, like early offers in your junior high school or anything?
Like, so my junior year, I started talking to like some mid-major schools, just some interest they were showing in me. But like, as soon as we was having conversations, like South Carolina offered me in football, and they all just told me like, you're a football player. So
hockey, yeah. I mean, freshman and sophomore year of high school, you basketball was your number one sport,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes, sir.
And how did that, like, when, and so why didn't you start playing football until your junior year, and how did that all transition all happen?
Yeah, one of my best friends, Kaheem Bate, he was trying to get me out there every year, from 8th grade summer to 10th grade summer, every year, just, come on, man, you know, you can come play football, you know, be the difference maker on the team. And I'm like, bro, I don't even, like, what you mean? Like, how can I help? And, I know first year they won one game, the second year they won one game, and when he got me out there, my first year playing, we won 7, and he was all in my ear, like, I told you so, and I wasn't really trying to hear that, but, hey, he might have told me so.
So what was his name
again? Kaheem Bethea.
Kaheem.
Yes, sir.
And how you spell Kaheem?
It's K-Y-H. He's going to get mad at me if I misspell this. K-Y-H. E-I-M. I want to say E-I-M.
What's his last name?
Bethea.
B-E-T-H-E-A.
Yeah, he's playing at Newberry College right now.
And were you like, were you a center, a 5, a power 4?
Yeah, you can say that, but it wasn't like I was just a pure, mainly post-up rebound guy. You know, I felt like I was more Nikola Jokic, you know, I like to call it.
How much was you weighing around that time?
I was not this, I can tell you that. I was around like, maybe like 220, 215, 225 maybe, yeah.
TJ, one of your former college coaches is now the head coach here at the University of Buffalo. Pete Lembo. I already texted with him. He said he's already reached out to you and said we have to hook up. What do you know about Coach Lembo being here? How cool is that you have a great resource here in Buffalo?
Oh, yeah, Coach Pistol Pete, man. Glad to be back in the same area with him. When he was at South Carolina, he was a great coach. I mean, he had me invested in special teams. I never even thought about it. Like, just the things he did with his schemes, he always made it fun, you know, entertaining, for something you could enjoy. Like, it didn't feel like a hassle. And just him being out here, I know he just had a great season, first year at Buffalo. And just hope he continue that success, and, you know, hope to chop it up with him soon.
And how much has that maybe helped you think about being able to contribute on special teams at the NFL level?
I just know one thing. If I do play special teams, it'll be all credit to Coach Limbaugh and everything, you know, he taught me.
TJ, I'm sure the last 24 hours, like you said, have been a whirlwind. To realize that the Bills traded up for you, like, pretty substantially, what does that mean to you? Because clearly they made it a point to come get you.
Yeah, I remember when I got the call, I was looking at the board and it said Chicago was next, but the phone said Buffalo, New York, so I was kind of confused at first. And he was like, yeah, we're trading up to get you. So at the time, I didn't realize, like, how crazy that was until I seen what all they traded, like, took, like, three picks for another three picks, and they kind of just move up and get me, kind of just showing me, like, you know, they believe in me, and, you know, organization believing you like that to be able to trade up and get you. You know, you got to repay that, you know, work your balls off every day. Excuse my language.
Hey, TJ, a lot of guys would switch their commitment after the head coach gets fired, like in your situation. Why was it important to stick with South Carolina when they moved on the
team? I just want to have a conversation with him, you know, to see what he was all about. You know, we had a new coaching change, but I wasn't going to let that really affect my decision at the time. You know, wanted to see what Coach Beamer could do. You know, and I'm happy I stuck around for these last 4 years, you know, I left my program better than I found it. You know, I'm proud of that.
What did you hear during the process, like your conversations with Coach West and Sean and Brandon, about the opportunity to develop in this program?
For one, I know they got me around a bunch of great guys, you know, on the D-line. You know, just got, you know, Deion, got Max out the draft, Landon, you know, just guys that I know are just ball players, hard workers, and guys that I can come in, you know, we can kind of help each other, you know, continue to get better. You know, I appreciate it. Deion said that?
I've got the quote sheet up right here.
Oh, yeah, I got to talk to him about that.
It was all up.
Have you always gone by TJ? I mean, your first name is Tenari. But it's always TJ.
Yeah, it only started in, like, early, like, Easterland primary schools. Like, schools back then, my teachers could never pronounce my name right. And so I just told them, just call me TJ.
And your mom, what's her name?
Letitia. First four was defensive guys. I really didn't see first five being defensive guys, you know, trying to just, you know, make a stand on defense, make sure, like, defense is, like, one of our best areas on the team, and, you know, make sure we're all understanding that, you know, it's going to be a lot of competition. For one, you know, we got a bunch of great guys, and, you know, we all just here to work, continue to get better, and, you know, we all got one ultimate goal. Nobody on the team that I have a relationship with now. But, you know, I am a little excited to meet the MVP.
What would you compare your game to that's in the NFL?
That's a good question. Honestly, I don't know. Like, just the guys I've been watching, you know, just trying to find someone, you know, to a similar type of play style, maybe body type to me, you know, kind of try to just go from there. But at this moment, I have no clue. Just the work he's been doing, you know, the past few years, you know, just being a guy, just a fan, just watching from afar, just seeing, like, the talent, being able to run, being able to throw from 1 to 100, I mean, it's special. I mean, we don't really see too many guys like that in this league. And, you know, just being able to play with him, you know, I'm ready to get to it with him.
Has he reached out to you?
He ain't reach out to me yet. Yeah, just, you know, someone who can come in, you know, come in and be a playmaker, you know, someone who can get those crucial stops, you know, in time of need, you know, just force pressure on the quarterback, you know, whenever things seem like he's getting too comfortable back there. And, you know, just hoping I can come in, you know, impact the game towards winning.
What do you know about Bills Mafia, Bills fans, since everybody says it's
kind of like a college environment, mm-hmm. especially the South here, as compared to a lot of cities. What do you know about it, looking at it from afar?
Yeah, that's the main thing I've been hearing. It's kind of like a college town. You know, everybody here is Bills Mafia. You know, I'm ready to be a part of, you know, see what it's all about.
TJ, you're from South Carolina, played college football at South Carolina. Now you move to Buffalo. What does this next phase of your life represent, not just as your growth as a football player, but your growth as a man?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be exciting, you know, to say the least. Being able to get out of South Carolina, you know, been there 21 years. You know, like I said, just exciting. Being able to go somewhere else, live somewhere else, you know, play for somewhere else, and just taking it all in, you know, one day at a time.
You have a lot of family members at your draft party. Do you envision those family members coming up to Buffalo frequently?
I do. Yes, ma'am.
The draft process can be so long. I mean, you start at the Senior Bowl, and it kind of every step of the process. Was there anything this week thinking about what it was going to be like draft week and getting up to yesterday? Did anything surprise you?
Surprise me? Not that I can really think about. You know, I'm just happy I got that call, man. Like, that's just life-changing, you know.
What was that call like? I mean, afterwards, we see you just, you know, you just really broke down and just had a moment to yourself. Just care to talk about, you know, that emotion and, you know, what was really going on in your mind at that point?
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, that's just what everybody works for, man. All them practices where, you know, you feel like you might not feel it today. All the workouts where, you know, you might not be feeling it today, and you go in there and you still do the extra mile. I feel like this is what it's all for, you know, getting here to this level, you know, and being able to put it on the bigger stage, you know, to show that you belong.
Got you a coat ready, Matt? You got you a coat ready?
I definitely got a coat ready. Appreciate y'all. What that piece of time on.
That was a Buffalo Bills second round pick, TJ Sanders, there finishing up his meeting with the media. We are expecting, at least I would imagine, at some point hearing from Landon Jackson, as well as their rounds 2 and 3 picks could be coming into Buffalo today.
Felt really good about cutting it with Josh Reed when we did.
Yeah.
We got him back in there right on time for TJ Sanders.
I'd have felt bad.
Yep.
There was a guiding hand getting you guys back.
We got it done. Why? Because I was a stickler for the clock in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then we cut out a break, but we're just going to combine it with another one.
Yeah,
so we're going to stay on time here.
We are at pick 197. The Houston Texans are up. The Bills don't pick again until pick 206. So we are getting to that point, though, where the Bills are going to be picking again. I think we are on Sean Dolak watch as well for either of the – right, it's just two remaining picks. We got
206, 240.
I think we're on Sean Dolak watch for either one of those picks.
Absolutely. And I would be totally happy with it.
I'd be ecstatic with it.
I just want to see him drafted.
I do too.
I think that's really a big part of it for me. I want to see him drafted.
He's also, though, if you look at him, you know, All-American, if you put that aside, just his play style,
mm-hmm.
he's Milano-esque in a lot of ways. Just his
build. They could be happy with him. And he proved at the pro days that he's more of an athlete than I think NFL teams realize. So it's been a busy draft season for him, at least the end part of it is. So we'll see what happens there for him. I do want to mention real quick here before maybe we get another interview or what have you. I teased it as well. The Packers have announced Matthew Golden's number.
Yeah, you did tease this.
It is not 81, which apparently was previously thought of. No, it's 22.
Dude, welcome to the college ranks.
This Yikes. Is off. What do you mean welcome to the college ranks? In college, that's a disaster. It is a travesty.
But they could pick it.
It's bad. It's
when
bad.
They're a two-star freshman on Alabama, you get 22. Not this.
It is relatively. It's relatively egregious.
No,
I agree.
The fact that you're mad about the punters with the jersey numbers and now Matthew Golden.
He's going to hit everyone with like, oh, I wore two in college. I want
just
to wear
wait until the Bills
here.
Draft Quinn Ewers.
We're going to take a quick time out here. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, and Joe Calley still giving you a day 3 coverage of the NFL draft. You're listening to WGR. Welcome back, everyone. Day number 3 of the 2025 NFL draft continues to roll along here. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, Joe Calley continuing here with your coverage and our coverage of the 2025 NFL Draft on WGR, presented by Figo Car and Joyce, your border attorneys. Brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Northtown Automotive Group, Northtown Automotive, official automotive dealer of the Buffalo Bills, and by Quilted Squirrel. Great websites, more leads, real growth for your business. Learn more at tqsmarketing.com. We are catching up on some audio here as the Bills made a number of picks in the fifth and sixth round, and so we'll do that now here as newest Bills cornerback, or one of the newest Bills cornerback out of Ohio State, Jordan Hancock, spoke with the media earlier today.
I like the hat, man.
Of course. I love it on me.
What do you like about the hat, Jordan?
Everything about it, the culture, everything. I'm excited.
What did it feel like when you got the call, you knew you were coming to Buffalo?
It was great. It was kind of a crazy story. Like, I was actually downstairs playing FIFA with my friends, and I told my friend to hold my phone just in case something happens, and the phone went off, and he ran upstairs, and there's a lot of people waiting on me, so just answer the phone. It was definitely a great opportunity, and I'm stoked for the opportunity.
Finish the FIFA game?
Nah, it's actually halftime, 45th minute.
How do you feel you fit in with this defense? What do you bring to the table?
I feel like they're going to get a competitive player, someone that's going to be ready to learn, and somebody that's going to be ready to develop. And whenever my number's called, I'll be ready.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Jordan Hancock. Mookie, how you doing? Congratulations, my guy.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Man, so Russell, from winning the national championship to playing for contender. What is this like?
It's great for sure. Definitely a blessing. I'm excited to go up there.
When did you notice that the Bills was on your radar? Was it during the process?
I really just knew by the meetings and things like that. Really, it was up to anybody. So I'm happy Buffalo picked me. This is definitely my team I want to go to for sure, just schematic wise and the culture and everything like that.
So what are some of the things that you're going to bring to the table to make an immediate impact here?
Just a competitive player that's ready to learn, just open to all the coaching, get ready to coach because coaches are really good over there. So I'm ready to learn and compete.
Welcome and congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, Jordan. Catherine Fitzgerald from the Buffalo News. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You've mentioned a few times just wanting to learn more, that willingness to learn. Where does that come from?
Just being at Ohio State, just being around great people, great coaches. You're not bigger than anybody. There's always room for improvement, and I feel like that's with me. I feel like improvement is a lot. I feel like I can improve and develop, and I'm ready to learn and ready to compete.
And then you mentioned liking the culture here. Just tell me a bit more about that. What stood out to you?
Really, the coaching staff, just the culture. They're really learning about football a lot. In the meetings, I learned a lot about what's going on schematics-wise, and I just really love the scheme.
Awesome. Congratulations. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Hi, Jordan. Sal Capaccio here at WGR Radio in Buffalo. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Tell us a little bit about where you fit schematically, inside, outside. I've read you even played a little bit of safety.
It really doesn't matter wherever the coaching staff puts me at, but I'm open to all three positions, and I'm ready to compete.
What about playing a little bit of safety? Just tell us a little bit about your experience there, and if you have to transition, in the NFL at all.
Yes, whatever the coaches put me there, but it's a natural position. I feel like I'm natural at all three positions. Been playing a lot at Ohio State with a really, really good coaching staff. I feel like they coach me well, so I'm ready to compete for sure at whatever position that may be.
Where are you right now? I know you said you were playing video games. Where are you right now?
I'm in Gainesville, Georgia, but kind of Atlanta area. I'm from Gwinnett, so it's about probably like 30 minutes south of Gwinnett.
Okay, and you have a extensive track background, I read, as well. Tell us a little bit about that and what you ran.
Oh, what I ran in track?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't really run track for real.
Okay.
But I was you. A hooper. I played basketball. So.
Oh, the basketball. Sorry. Yeah, basketball. Yeah. So, state championship. I see that as well. Sorry about that. Go ahead and tell me a little bit about that.
Basketball, it was my first love. Just I feel like that translates to football, of tracking the ball and making plays. So basketball is definitely a sport that I love, but no more than football, though, for sure. I love football the most.
Yeah, I got it. My apologies. Actually, even says somebody said you were just like Steph Curry shooting the ball. Actually, the PR notes we got. So, what do you think about that?
I try to be. I feel like I'm perfectionist. So I just try to work real hard. My dad got all my rebounds outside. I probably put in like 300 shots a day. So that's probably why I could shoot like that.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. Congratulations.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
See you up here.
Thank you.
That was one of the newest Bills cornerbacks, Jordan Hancock, out of Ohio State. We're going to hold here, not take a timeout. We're going to, you know, we're going to maybe break some rules here. Not really. But we've only got a few more picks here until the Bills
are
up.
We got five picks.
Yeah, we're at 201. The Bills, or excuse me, the Vikings pick back-to-back here, 201, 202, and then the Bills are up at 206.
201's gone. Kobe King, linebacker, Penn State.
There we go. So now we're at 202. They move quick. We're going to hold here.
Will the run on linebacker start here is the question.
I was just saying, like, I want some linebackers to go just so it's like, all right, let's take Sean Dolan.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I got to get him before he goes. I think that could. That could start now.
I want it
to happen. Hey, TJ, you got some NFL music? Let's do a round recap so far.
There we go. Where do you want to even start?
Let's start at the start, actually. Boy. We can go deep here. I'll read off 25 picks.
There we go.
So, starting with the Bills kicking off the sixth round, they take Dorian Strong, of course, out of Virginia Tech. But then immediately another corner taken. Bilal Cohn, Western Michigan, going to the Ravens at 178. Running back Ollie Gordon of Oklahoma State at 179 to Miami. Then it is D-tackle J.J. Pegs?
Not a clue.
I'm not going to worry about that one. Ole Miss at 180 to the Raiders. Kyle McCord, the quarterback from Syracuse.
Woo!
Going to Philadelphia.
I love how they treat the quarterback position. I really do.
We have kickers. We have kickers being drafted.
We have kickers.
Andres Borregales from Miami going to New England at 182. Later on in that same round, Tyler Loop would go to Baltimore at 186 from Arizona. So might be seeing the end of the days of Justin Tucker.
Mm. Yeah, a little bit of that in the offseason.
This one is strictly for our guy Joe Cali. Radio's Joe Cali now gets to see Will Howard get taken. The Ohio State quarterback going to Pittsburgh,
and
by the way.
He could start
over Mason
That's
Rudolph,
crazy.
Probably. Speaking of name-worthy quarterbacks, Riley Leonard from Notre Dame
going
to Indianapolis. So we're really hitting highlights more so than going through every single pick here.
I will watch Riley Leonard's first preseason game.
Devin Neal from Kansas,
there.
Running back.
Yes.
Going to New Orleans, by the way, the pick for Howard and Loop. Jalen Reed, safety from Penn State, finally the fall is over for him. He goes to the Texans at pick 187.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of going a little all over the place here in the sixth round, but it's the sixth round. That's kind of why. A quarterback named Graham Mertz from Florida just got drafted to Houston as well.
Before Quinn Ewers.
So
stunning.
Everyone is talking about Shedeur Sanders. We need to talk about the fall of Quinn Ewers.
Well, he's going to end up on the Bills in the seventh round.
And Zach's like, absolutely no, we don't.
Quinn Ewers could have gotten more money in college, probably, but he tapped out there, boys. He knew
the writing was on the wall. Arch Manning is here.
Not even that. You could have transferred, but he got the most he could out of college. I feel bad. It's tough.
I mean, hey, Texas transfer quarterbacks have worked well in the past, right?
We're good now.
I say that as Purdue fan with Hudson Card.
We're good now. Yeah, the inner Boilermaker in you.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
When did it ever go wrong?
It's tough. Believe in Arch. Let's go.
So there we go. And as of the pick 204, by the way, so the Ravens, Vikings, Ravens, and Cowboys, they've went fast here. Gavin Bartholomew, tight end out of Pitt, going to Minnesota. LaJonte Wester, wide receiver from Colorado, going to the Ravens. And then Johnny Cornelius from Oregon at offensive tackle going to Dallas. We're at pick 205, which means the Bills are right around the corner here.
I love that you started that update. We didn't even go name after name, and three picks went off the board.
Yeah. We skipped around.
That's beautiful, baby.
It's pretty quick.
That's
we skipped beautiful. Around and we got three picks out.
That is beautiful.
But there's your six-round highlights.
Yep. There we go.
And before the Bills are going to be able to come up here at pick 206, I'm going to say it overall here, and really it's that I feel good. This draft class really is good for me. I who cares that there's not another wide receiver?
Yeah, it's not going to grab headlines. I will tell you, if you're somebody that wakes up on Sunday morning looking for NFL draft grades, the Bills will probably have a high one. I think they deserve it.
They deserve it.
And we talked with Josh Reed. We talked with Bruce Nolan. We've talked with Sal. Like it, we get to a point with this defense and the amount of assets they've put into it, especially from the draft, they should be a very good unit. They should be. I'm not saying they definitely will, but they should be a very good unit.
The team that had a quarterback wearing an Everyone Eats hat didn't move heaven and earth to take a wide receiver?
Not yet.
Sports coming up next.
Not yet. George Pickens. Anybody?
Well, notice how I said didn't move heaven and earth. There's going to be a post-draft wide receiver market. There is. Mm-hmm. Whether it's players getting cut or players getting traded, there's going to be a post-draft market.
Just like Cleveland's banking on a post-draft quarterback market with the way they're picking. You know,
got him.
It's going to be like that.
Got him. So, yeah, the Bills, by the way, we're so close. We are just mere moments away.
Did Washington's pick going yet?
The pick is in. So it just has not been registered yet.
Come on, Washington.
They take forever. They're starting to shove commercial breaks in towards the end here. Yeah. It's like, come on, what are we doing?
They also realize the draft is flying by.
It is flying by. Yeah. We are still absolutely going to be here until 6 o'clock, though. And that's okay. The minute that trade happened last night, we knew
it. Yeah, the dream is dead.
When you knew it.
Staring, 240 in the eyes? Yeah. Absolutely.
Frankly, none of you knew it until I brought it up.
No, and that's the worst part. It's like, no
I
one
couldn't
was like
believe I was the one that was like, you guys realize we're going to be here late now.
So we did not check out the trade details at all on the return because we were like, ooh, TJ Sanders is a good pick. Let's talk about it. And then TJ Luckman goes, guys, I've got news for you here. And it's good that you did, though. We needed someone to punch us in the gut. Let it be someone we trust.
Could you imagine rolling in here at 11 in the morning and then being like, oh, no.
First of all, that's
they pick at 240. Oh, no.
No, no. Yeah, that would be bad. Ready? That'd be my fault because I would not have paid. That'd be on me. I would not be paying attention.
That'd
be my fault.
Vibes.
So really if I rough. Need someone to stab me, let it be someone I trust.
All right. Looks like we're going to be getting Washington selection here any moment, and then the Bills will be back on the board at 206.
We could have taken a break.
Because Washington taking 5 minutes for a 6-round selection.
They're taking longer than it took for the last three picks to come in.
Yes. They took a linebacker at UCLA.
Not as long as it took Shedeur Sanders to get picked.
Oh, man. It's a linebacker out of UCLA. I cannot see
these are the zingers you get from radio's Joe Calley. This is the bit of the weekend. I hope you're okay with this.
It's going to be the new Twitter ad. No, I feel like it has to be.
Radio's Joe Calley?
Yeah,
I love it.
It's got to be.
It's got to be.
Can you put an apostrophe in a Twitter ad?
No, but you can put it in your title. Mm. So all you got to do is instead of just
Joe Calley Radio.
Or Radio's Joe Calley just without the apostrophe.
Mm. Right. Then it's grammatically incorrect, and I don't know if I can live with that.
It's Twitter.
That's right.
Buffalo Bills are on the clock. I'm talking to multiple radios on the internet.
There you go.
Kane Medrano.
The clock, 206.
Linebacker.
Come on. Here we go.
So
Sean Dolak, watch.
Peter Schrager looks excited, but I don't know.
He's got so much energy.
He probably does.
Yeah, I think they split their coverage up between the 3 days.
He's got so much energy, though.
It's like me walking in here with energy.
Right.
You know, like that's the same thing.
Honestly, I'm feeling good still. I like that. We did really pace ourselves pretty well here throughout this weekend, Zach, for the fact that we've been here for every single hour of our coverage.
Ready to go. I think you know what it was for me? Tone down on the energy drink, Zach. You're going to be all right.
Honestly, I feel like that could be counterproductive at times.
It's probably been a good move by me.
Yeah. The crash is crazy.
Yeah. I will say, I think we also getting 30 minutes to just sit down and eat food
helped. Pretty good, too.
Yes.
All right, the Bills pick is in, so we'll be seeing that momentarily here. Thank goodness they were not like Washington taking 5 minutes for it.
Well, hang on. We're not done yet here. yes, we are. Offensive tackle Chase Lunt from UConn.
All right. So the Bills, 2 years in a row now, or this could even be longer, have taken a offensive tackle late in the draft. Absolutely going to be somebody you just put with Aaron Cromer, try to figure it out, see what we can get from this guy, and see what can happen. All for it. Never an issue to add more offensive tackles, offensive linemen even. Never a bad idea.
Is that pick 206?
That's pick 206. Never a bad idea to add more offensive linemen. Out of UConn.
I'm for it.
Best UConn football player ever? Maybe Dan Orlovsky? Maybe? It's not great. It's not great.
But Dolak, watch, will be here for pick 240.
6'8", 304-pound offensive tackle out of UConn.
That's a large man.
Chase Lutt. All right. That is an offensive tackle if I've ever seen one. We are going to take a quick timeout here as the Bills just have one more pick, 240. It's been, for the most part, defense, with a few offensive picks splashed in between. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, and TJ Luckman hanging with you here as we are getting close to wrapping up day 3 of the NFL draft. You're listening to WGR.